Aloha. Hello. Thank you for choosing the more Eagle Moss Collection. My name is Joanna. How may I help you?
Oh, yes, Joanna. I hope that you're able to help me out. I don't know what information you need for you to pull up my account.
First and last name.
My name is Ivan, it's Ivan, and my last name is Nunez, is Nunez.
Can you verify your, well, I have the
Another hint.
account. I have the account now, sir. You have James Bond, Ghostbuster, Mustang, and DeLorean. How may I help you?
Yeah. Which one did you say right now? Because I have
You
the
have James Bond,
DeLorean.
Ghostbuster, Mustang, and DeLorean. What account are you calling about regarding?
Okay, I'm gonna call. Well, for first, I want to call for the DeLorean. And I wanted to call to complain and a couple of I have a couple of complaints. Well, one of them for the DeLorean, it's a bill that I started, how could I say, when I started putting the car together, and I started to find out that I don't know if it's a screwdriver or if it's the screws, but the screws don't go in all the way, and I'm using the screws exactly how it says in the instructions. So two of the screws got they got the actual forgot the wording for it, but like the actual head of the screw. I actually I don't know the word that they use, but when you strip the actual head of the actual screw. And it's because I think that the screwdriver is cheaply made and it's not connecting well with the screw. So it's causing for the screw to be stripped because of the screwdriver. So I ran into that multiple times already, and I have to use different screwdrivers that are mine that have helped a little bit, to the point where I ran out of screws because I could not get a certain part in. And then I had one part break and whatever. So right now I glued it back. I glued it together. I don't know how long it's gonna last like that. So
Okay,
that's
well,
one.
just let us know, and if anything breaks apart, call the SKU number in, and we'll send you out a replacement.
Okay, because I don't need all of the parts. I just need that particular part. And if you like, I
Which
can walk you
part?
through.
Which part, sir? I just need to know the part number.
Okay, let me go here. And let me get you the exact part. And I'm just gonna, if you send it to me, then I'll just have it in case that the car starts to fall apart.
Well, you
Then
have to send it to us when it breaks, not if it breaks, sir, but when it breaks, you just call it in and let us know. We'll send it out to you, no problem.
okay, because the thing is that I already have it put together. But
Correct.
let me
So
just.
if it breaks, that's when you call it in for damage or replacement item.
Okay, because. But it is broken, but I have it glued together now because
Okay,
I wasn't trying.
If it breaks again, because it's not broken now, you put it together. If it breaks again, give us a call. Tell us what you need, and as long as you were already billed for it, we will replace it. Okay.
Okay, so then we'll skip that part then because then I'll call you if it breaks again. Let me
Okay.
give you the actual part.
Okay. What part, sir? You say you put the car together, so it's not broke.
Well, yeah, because I had to glue it together, but let me get you the, because I have to go through the magazine, and I just got them out right now. so I can tell you which one it is. I think it's issue 14. Hold on. Give me 1 second. That's not it. Okay, it's issue 14, and it tells me to connect. It's the. Let me see if this is it. I think this is it. It's called the front right track rod. I think is what it is. Let me see if it shows correctly here. Yeah, it's the where it says drive time. On step number 4, that part, the yellow part, it says place and hold the end of the arm over the post at the side of the frame. Tighten the EM screw to the post of the hole. That part there, the yellow part, is what broke, what one of the little legs broke off. But I think that the one that broke was on the driver's side of the car. The other one, it seems to be fine. Now, and that's for issue 14.
Hello?
But one question that I do have,
yeah.
I had a family member come yesterday, and I was putting my car together, and it was my fault because I probably started my project in an area that I shouldn't have not done because there were people back and forth or whatever. So someone spilled a water, and my magazines were there, and they all got wet. You know, I was able to salvage them as much as I could. And so my question is, if I wanted to get one for collector's reasons, because they do look okay, but they have, like, water damage a little bit. My question is, how much would it cost me to get the magazines, not the parts or anything? Just the magazines, issues 1 through 14. And if it's available.
I don't know if it's available, but I can put a request in for you. So you need 3 sets of magazines because 1 and 2 came together. 3, 4, 5, and 6 came together. 5, 6, 7, and 8 came together. 9, 10, and 11, and 12 came together. Then 13 and 14. But I can get those magazines to you. Is that what you need for DeLorean?
Yeah, for the DeLorean, because, you know, I had a family member, and then they were very sad, and they go, we don't know what to do. You know, I know that all this means a lot to you. And they even called me this morning to see if I had called Eagle Moth to see if I can make it right. And so, it's just those magazines, and I try to have everything very nicely. I like to take care of my stuff because, this is like a value collectible. And,
okay, so I can send you all the magazines, sir. Is that only what you need for DeLorean, is the magazines?
Okay. Well, for that, yes. And then I have another question.
Okay, one moment, sir. One moment.
Okay.
Right now we're working on what you need. Do you only need replacement magazines only for issue 1 through 14?
Okay, yes. That's all I'm going to need for the magazine.
Okay, well, is that all you need to be reshipped to you now?
Okay.
Is the magazine? I have to take care of the magazines because I'm on another screen. Right now, I need to reship you what you need, and then we can go to the next question.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. The magazines is all I need right now.
Okay, well, give me 1 second. Let me take care of this first, okay? One moment.
Thank you for your... Thank you.
You're welcome. 1 second. One second, I have to select each one, okay?
Okay, and thank you for your time.
You're welcome. You're welcome. One second. One second.
Okay.
Okay, magazine 5, magazine 6, magazine 4, magazine 3.
And is there going to be a charge for the replacements?
No,
like
sir.
Like it was my fault. Okay.
No, sir.
Okay.
Magazine 2, magazine 1. Magazine 7, magazine 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14. So you're going to get a magazine to every part that you received?
Okay.
And I'm going to put the request in now. Mm-hmm. You will receive it within 10 to 14 days.
Okay. And then I have another question. I guess that's going to go for another conversation because I know that we're stuck on this one. But my
okay.
Question
are you done with the DeLorean or do we need to go to another account?
Oh, no. We'll stick with the DeLorean one more thing and then we'll hop into another account.
Go ahead.
The DeLorean, I've been having issues, and I don't know if it's something that, maybe I just got a bad, bad set of screws or what, but it's been very hard for me to screw in the wheels. The wheels don't screw in. So the wheels are fine, but the screws that I have that came with the kit, I stripped the teeth of the screw, and let me show you which one it is. And I don't know if I'm gonna have to just glue the screw in there, or I don't know how I'm gonna do it. But anyway, let me give you the part where I was at, so I can explain to you. It shows where the assembly. Okay, then it must be on the 13. It gives me I think I'm on the third wheel already. But either way, the wheel that I'm having an issue with, and I had an issue with all of them, but I was able to get the other ones put in there. And the wheel that I'm having issues with at the moment, because I think I'm on the third wheel right now, and it's an issue 13, and I'm on page 5. And it shows where you connect it says push to complete the wheel into the brake disc, 12K.
Start with DEL. Excuse me?
Oh, go ahead.
I need the SKU number so I can give you reship what you need.
Okay, so what I'm going to need reshipped is the screw called GM.
Okay, we need the SKU number that starts with D E L U K.
Let me see. Where do I find that at?
On your invoice. All your invoices start with D E L U K. D-E-L-U-S for D-U-L-U-S or D-E-L-U-K. Every item that we sent you, that's what it start with.
Okay. Let me see. Philomena, did you have a question? I'm sorry about that. Give me one moment.
So I have Medicare, the nurse. She wants to know what equipment, like for the bed, what kind of mattress.
Oh, well, any kind. It can be an air mattress or it can be a...
What's the best? The, it is, like storage.
What? No. Just a regular mattress.
Okay. What?
Just a regular mattress, and then if they can get you the topper,
the overlay.
Yeah. And then if they can get you the hoist.
Oh yeah.
And then we need the concentrator.
Yeah, Hoyer.
And then we.
Oh yeah.
Give me 1 second, guys. Don't hang up. One moment.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna need a hoist lift. The bed with the mattress, I think it's the standard is a 20XL, and then we're going to need the concentrator, we're going to need the nebulizer, and then we're going to need the suction machine, and then I guess that's it, that's all that's needed, and then also syringes, because I keep getting bolus feeding. We only have one more syringe left. You know those little syringes for the feeding?
Okay.
Well, the hospice was the one supplying those, but other than that, it's not. Okay, no, then that's something that Philomena would have to get to Amazon, I guess.
What kind of feeding is
he? He's on bolus feeding.
Yeah, the name.
What do you mean the name? Oh, he's in the. DaVita 1.5?
Hello?
Oh, okay, 1 second. He was 1.5 cans 3 times, and now he's down to 3 cans, I'm sorry, of food. And then plus we're giving him, you know, his vegetables and his fruits and stuff.
So you do 1 can 3 times a day?
1 can 3 times a day. So he gets a total of... 12 mls of food 3 times a day.
I told you about the vegetables and all that we put in.
Okay. You all might want to hold off on discharging from hospice because it takes a while to get.
Okay. Would you like to call us back, sir?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, I already finished. So then my question is, I just need that part, but the thing is that I'm not at home.
Okay, when you get home, I would need the part number, sir, so we can see the correct part for the tire.
Okay, let me see if I can get you the part number here. Give me 1 second. Let me see. Oh, you know what? Give me 1 second. It must be in this issue here, and I can get you the part number because it should. Okay. The part number that I need, it would be, let me see if it's here. Okay, I need screw GM.
I need the screw number to start with SK, sir.
SK.
I'm sorry, it's gonna start. No, it's start with DELUK or DELS. I need to know what shipment, what part is it a part of 12? Is it a part of 14? Is the tire part of 16? That's what I need to know.
Okay, well then let's do this because I think Amazon. Eagle Moss has done this for me. Can you reissue me? Let me see if it shows here. Can you reissue me issue 13, the actual kit? Because everything will be on that kit.
What is the issue, sir?
The issue, it would be issue 13.
Okay, one moment.
The kit, because then it's going to come with the screws and everything. And then the magazine is what you already ordered already for me. So, and now let me ask you this though: y'all haven't sent the fourth wheel yet, right?
I'm unsure if we did or not. And 13 is already 13 is already pending, sir.
Oh, 13 is already pending. Okay, fantastic.
You said 13?
Yes, the wheel assembly.
Okay, that's the one you just received last month, correct?
Yes, uh-huh. But, like, the screw came out defective.
Okay, so you need 13.
Yes.
Okay, the request is in for 13 and that magazine.
Yes, and one question, though, and again, I really appreciate your time and your patience. Have y'all had any issues with the build on the DeLorean, like screws coming defective or anything like that?
I haven't heard of it.
Okay, then maybe I just got a bad batch because I've been having a lot of issues with the DeLorean itself, but for the other builds, I haven't had any issues as we speak. But anyway, I guess I hope I didn't have a lemon of the batch of what I got. But other than that, I'm happy. So I'm just trying to play with it, you know, glue up a few parts here and there.
But, okay. Anything else I can help you with today?
Okay. And then also another issue that I have. Now, this is going to be changing cars. So we're done for the DeLorean. It's going to be for the Austin Martin. The 007 car, and they told me that I needed to change and update my credit card information. And so then, you know, I had every other transaction, you know, every other bill that I have from the Mustang, DeLorean, and the Ghostbusters, and I had everything go through except the Austin Martin. And so,
okay, are you talking about the James Bond DB5?
Yeah, the James Bond DB5.
Okay, and the car that's on file is 7960. Is that a good card or not?
Yeah, it is. Let me get you the card again because I don't have it with me.
7960 is the last four. Expire on 3/24.
Yeah, it's the one that I gave Eagle Moss is 7960 and it expires. No, wait a minute. Wrong card. What am I doing? Let me get you the right one. Give me one second. I'm sorry about this. I'm all over the place today. Okay, the card is 7960, and it expires 3/24.
Okay, that's the card. That is the card that we have, and they're going to bill you on May 21st for your shipment, okay?
Okay, I got an email yesterday or the day before yesterday from Eagle Moss saying that it was getting ready to ship out and that I needed to revise my credit card information. And I called yesterday, I think a day before that because I wanted to know why I was not getting the bill.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me that because my credit card information.
Okay, it's updated now. It's updated now, sir. And they're going to bill you on May 21st. For the MasterCard, May 21st for the MasterCard that ends in 7960.
Okay, with the expiration date, 3/24.
Is 3/24, correct.
Okay. Now, another question on this bill. They sent me a magazine, and maybe you have it there on your system. When I got there, and it wasn't your fault. It could have been maybe the way it was packed or whatever, but UPS, you know, they had a field day with my package because when I got the package, it came all mangled up. So then I called the Eagle Moss and I said, look, this edition, because, you know, these are collectors, you know, so then you want to keep everything from the bill to the magazine in good condition. So then I called Eagle Moss and I said, look, my magazine came in this condition. And so then with the bill, so then I called and like I like to be honest, you know. So I called and I said, this is what happened. I don't need anything else to be replaced. I only need the magazine. So they sent me the magazine again, and the magazine came worse than the first one. So then I called. I think that's why I ended up calling also Eagle Moss, and I wanted to get the magazine replaced. And so I wanted to know if you see that I was issued another one. But the thing is that I don't know why. When they shipped it, they didn't put it like in a hard envelope where it wouldn't be banged up so much, but they put it in a bubble paper envelope. So, when it came, you know, bent, you know, like in four different places. And, you know, like I'm worried about my bill, you know, because it's going to be for investment purposes. You know, this is something that I'm going to have for many, many years to come. But if I ever decide to, you know, part with it, you know, it's going to be collector, and I want to have every issue in mint condition. So my question is, did I get that reshipped out, you know, that issue? And if not, could you make a request for them to put, you know, ship it maybe with Back to the Future stuff? You know, maybe if they come together with more things, maybe it might arrive in better shape. Because, I mean, I already have two issues, the first one that came with a kit and then the one that came by itself.
Okay, so what exactly it is that you need, sir?
Okay, what I need is I need for you guys to replace the magazine.
For which number? Issue,
whichever one that the last one that I got from Eagle Moss.
Okay, so you need two. You need the last magazine you received, and what else do you need? Is that it?
And that's it.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and do that for you.
Okay. And other than that, everything seems to be okay. The Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Is
the last time we sent you anything was back in March.
Uh huh.
And let me close this out real quick so I can pull up what I need.
And you're very patient, so I thank you for that.
The magazine is 11 through 14. And we're going to bill you on May 21st tomorrow for your next shipment, okay?
For the Austin Martin. Okay.
So give me one second and put the request in for your magazines, okay?
Okay, and that's going to be what issue? Issue
11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay.
And you already put that in with the last agent, sir. So that's pending.
Whoever you spoke to in April,
they have it in. It says April 13, confirm request for magazine 11 through 14. So that's already pending. Anything else?
No, that'd be it. And that's going to be, because, see, I have two magazines.
Okay, they would send them out once they're available.
Okay, they'll send it out. Okay, not available yet. Okay, then no, that'll be it. And then I have another question, and this is, has nothing to do with the bills now. I got an email a couple of months ago, and they might be having the bills for the 1960 Batmobile. From Adam West, and I wanted to know if that's going to be a build for the future, because I haven't received any more information after the email.
What is the item?
Okay, it's going to be the build just like this, but it's going to be for the 1960 Batmobile, the Adam West Batmobile.
Yeah, I don't have that information. It has not been updated yet.
Oh, not updated yet. Okay. All right. Well, you've been very helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for choosing Igmas Collections. Have a good day.
Oh, one second. I forgot. There's a magazine that you guys have, and it's a limited edition Spider-Man magazine. And do you still have those available? I think it's the collection. I think it's the 998 rating for the magazine. It's a collector's comic book.
Yeah, you have to get that from online on eaglemoth.com.
Okay, great. All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you again. Enjoy your day.
Oh, you too.
Thank you for choosing Eagle Moth Collections. You too.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.